30 years ago, young men from aspirational middle-class Jewish families in the U.S. didn't take time out. But I had just announced to my family plans to spend a year studying in Israel before starting university. My dear parents feared the worst. "Why would you waste an entire year?" teachers and friends asked. I wasn't sure of the answers, but was determined to find out. It was an opportunity to live away from home and adapt to the customs and language of another country. I could visit the holiest sites of the three Abrahamic faiths, meet backpackers from around the world, and for the first time be fully responsible for my own decisions. The school I studied at was headed by a striking man called Rabbi Noah Weinberg. Descended from a long line of Jewish scholars, he was a towering figure, over 6 feet tall, trim, upright, with white flowing beard. Then, aged about 50, his eyes sparkled with vitality, and he always seemed to be smiling. He played the role of philosopher-educator, disarmingly asking his students the simplest questions. What are you living for? What is the purpose of your life? As a young man with few serious responsibilities, it was easy to agonize over such questions. He explained, at the one extreme, a person could choose to be a hedonist, not caring for anything but their own pleasures, while at the other, an altruist, taking responsibility to help make the world a better place. Where did we choose to fit in? When I returned home, the routine of university and career took hold, but Rabbi Weinberg's questions always stuck with me. What am I living for? What is my purpose in life? Marrying a woman from a different culture, moving with her to a new country, and late in life embarking on a career as a communal rabbi were decisions driven in part by these questions. In retrospect, my parents were brave to let me waste a year. It helped shape my life in more ways than I expected.